Greens and Gaylord, online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this Thursday, July 16th, 2026 edition. Text messages coming in all over the place. Let's start off with Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Unbelievable air quality numbers. Captain Jeff says, never seen this level of smoke ever. He gave me a screenshot of the numbers last night in Cedarville. Even the current condition numbers this morning, 922. Unbelievable. Air quality. Folks, I hate to say this, but I want to make sure you know this. In your vehicle, when you're driving, you've got air conditioning turned on. Make sure that you hit the button where it recirculates the air in your cabin. Most vehicles, when you hit that button, will also put your AC on what's called max AC. It actually boosts the compressor of the air conditioning system in your vehicle. The reason you want to make sure that button is pushed is because that will recirculate the air within the cabin. It shuts off the vents. So you're not bringing in outside air into the cabin. You're recirculating what's already there. That's number one. Number two, on your house, God, I hope you have a well connect or at least air conditioning. It's not the temperature. I want to make sure you understand this. Go to your thermostat and turn the fan switch to on. Most people operate it with it in the auto position. So the blower works when you're heating or cooling. Turn the fan switch on. What that will do is give your boost to your two-speed motor that's on your furnace. It'll boost it to high instead of low, and it'll move the air through your paper filters or your electronic cleaning filter. If you have the Honeywell electronic air cleaner, it will move the air through there twice as fast throughout your house. Some people, if you have problems with dust, they'll turn the fan switch on, and that helps eliminate dust in your home. You got to keep this smoke out of your house and out of your vehicles. Let your landlord know if you're in a building, a commercial building, office building, whatever. Make sure they turn the fan switches on the furnace air makeup system as well. Greg O'Neill. Greg, I forget where you're in. You're down in Livingston County. You're down there with Trucker Rick. He says you can smell the smoke down there. Unbelievable. Penny. Send me a screenshot. The dock in St. Ignace right now. Looking south on the Mackinac Bridge. Camera 2 from the Bridge View Park in St. Ignace. St. Ignace is completely smoked out. This is unbelievable. Wow. Thank you for that. Getting back to the Line 5 story. This is Scott in Lansing. The hypocrisy is amazing. How is it that those opposing Line 5 say nothing about 2 to 3 freighter groundings each year, with hundreds of thousands of diesel fuel on board that could end up spilling, floating on the surface? Amazing. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Construction builder Nick Wallace. I left for work yesterday morning with ashes on the vehicle. We built an exterior stair set for about 5 hours yesterday. Woke up this morning, my eyes, chest, and throat are burning. I've never seen it this bad ever. Amazing. Okay, Rick says, yeah, Greg is up in the north end. He's even got pictures. He says, Randy, the smoke is reaching us down here. Normally, you can see all the houses on the other side of the lake. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Keep sending me those pictures, guys. I greatly appreciate it. Summer reporting in. Yeah, smoke is bad in Livingston County. My friend said they can smell it in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. Whoa. Well, thank God the Tigers are going to start playing Friday out of town. Oh, wait. Jim, all the way down almost near Toledo. Got a very light mist in Toledo with a pleasant, mild smell. Okay, so it's even reaching Toledo. Penny. Oh, those are the pictures from the Mackinac Bridge. Where's that other picture that somebody sent me? Oh, Miss P. We can hardly see Mullet Lake due to the smoke. Huh. It's in her backyard. She just sent me a picture. Let's see. Oh, Tom in Boyne City. Randy, I've lived here for 63 years. I don't remember too many forest fires growing up in the 70s and the 80s. I wonder if Canada just doesn't want to put it out, doesn't want to put it out to choke us Americans. You know what I don't understand? And this is something that California dealt with, the Palisade fires. Does Canada not manage its timber? I mean, I understand it's hot. I understand that maybe these started with a lightning strike, something like that. But do they not manage their timber? I don't know. But this is, these pictures are just unbelievable. Whoa, Lori from Indian River. Whoa. Oh, yes. Did you see that last night? The sun in Petoskey, completely filled with smoke, and the sun is this bright little orange dot. Sunny, beautiful day above the smoke. Oh, come on, Russell, are you kidding me? Russell over in Millersburg. Randy, my daughter lives outside Akron, Ohio, and they can smell the smoke. It's going that far south? Oh, my God. That's amazing. Don Palmer, this is an interesting perspective. Randy, this has been like this for the last 3 years. You can't believe how this affects us farmers. He says, I've got hay on the ground And there's no way in the world it's going to dry with conditions like this. I know. This is, oh man, this is unbelievable. John, when do you normally harvest that hay? Oh, this is good input from James. Canadian fires are in the wilderness. How are you going to manage the vast forest? Yeah, I get it. Benjamin in Sheboygan. Yeah, the skies are just completely smoked out. Yep. Unbelievable. Let's get into this other text message. And the left complains about our cars polluting the environment. Yeah, right. I wonder how much this smoke is actually the pollutants in the air. How many years worth of cars and trucks and even diesel trucks it would take to produce this kind of pollution. Oh, you got to be kidding me. This is even getting further, folks. Becky's listening in down in Indianapolis, Indiana. We can smell the smoke down here in Indianapolis, Indiana. There's films that Scott sent me from Lansing. I'll watch these during the top of the hour break. He says, if you open this link, Randy, turn your phone sideways. Amazing video. Well, I wonder what President Trump is going to do. Are they going to assist putting out these wildfires, or is this a planned burn by Canada? You know what's really sad about this? Supply and demand. If they would timber out all those vast forests up there in Canada, could you imagine the cost of plywood and 2x4s? Put them into the supply, into the chain, supply chain, and market that wood. Huge money profits for Canada. We could all build houses cheaper. Last segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Got a text message from Farmer John, pig farmer over in Onaway. When I asked him about when he normally starts harvesting his summer hay, July 1st, usually it's start and go with the weather until it's done. He's got 250 acres of hay out there. Got another text message, says, here's a thought. Why can't our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, call up the prime minister up in Canada and say, this has become a habit with Canada. You are seriously putting Michiganders at health and welfare risk. Get your fires put out, or I'm going to send in the Michigan National Guard to do it for you, and I'm going to send you the bill. Absolutely. Ah. Got another text message. Steve Gruber this morning mentioned that there's a vast, inaccessible forest in Canada. No roads, not able to be serviced, such as cleaning out the underbrush, logging, or even put out the fires. Okay, here's an idea. Why don't you invest in timbering out those vast forests, even if you just clear it for roads? Take the profits from the sale of the timber to pay for the grading of the roads. So obviously, these fires are going to have to be put out by air. Wow. Yesterday from Harbor Springs, he said, my friends in Marquette up in the UP said it was literally snowing ashes in Marquette, Michigan. Snowing ashes. Man, I can't even fathom that. That's amazing. Yeah, James, I totally get it. All right, very good. Well, you know what? How about we pray for rain? Just relentless rainstorms. Just, Lord God, rain for the next week. Put these fires out and get this air cleaned up. You know, one thing, that's an interesting point, too. With all this ash floating around in the atmosphere, if it started to rain right now, what happens to that ash going into our Great Lakes. Would that affect water quality? I'm sure it would in some way or form. What does ash, well, let's see, what is it? It's wood, cellulose. CO2 gases going through the roof, though. You're absolutely right. Liberals' heads aren't even talking about the air pollution that this is causing. So we'll see where this goes. I'm going to monitor Fox News at the top of the hour and see if President Trump is even aware what's going on. I'm sure he is. We'll see. We'll see if there's any national news reporting on this. Let's see. Those are all the text messages. Yep, I got them all. Well, one of the things, one this morning, our firefighter down in Ann Arbor, Tim, said that this forest fire smoke takes him back to his municipal fire department mobilizations for the wildland forest fires in Washington State that he participated in years ago. Interesting. Got that early this morning before the show started. Canadian Forestry said fires would not be totally extinguished until the snows arrived. The snow? You're talking later this fall. November, December? Well, guess what? They may not have any vast forests up there in Canada. That's what their solution is. That's their plan. Amazing. Well, thank God we canceled the fun shoot for this Saturday. God was looking out for us. I just hope this is resolved before next Saturday, the 25th, Ted Nugent concert, Liberty Mountain, USA. Well, we'll see what the weather predictions are. I'll check that. I'll check Fox News. I'll get all that lined up, and we'll talk about it in the next hour. If you would like to get your ticket, though, Ted Nugent coming Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, July 25th, Barwell, Michigan, down there in Clare County, about an hour and a half south of Traverse City, hour and a half away from Grand Rapids, hour and a half away from Midland, Detroit area. Come join us. We'll party. We'll have some fun. All the candidates are going to be there except for John James. Perry Johnson, Mike Cox, Mike Rogers. Unbelievable. Also, I got the information for you guys for the Michigan Supreme Court. I reached out to both of them. They're coming on the show later this month. Hour number two today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help